This is WSFI Spotlight, a conversation with Catholics living in the light.
On this episode of WSFI Spotlight, we feature the keynote address of His Excellency Bishop David J. Molloy of the Rockford Diocese from the third annual Fall Benefit and Fundraiser for WSFI Catholic Radio held at the Key Lime Cove in Gurnee, Illinois on October 31st, 2014. Patrick McCaskey, the chairman of WSFI Catholic Radio and Sports Faith International, introduces Bishop Molloy.
Bishop Molloy was born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He was a biology major at Marquette University. He was a theology major at Gregorian University in Rome for his doctorate. Bishop Molloy was the general secretary of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. He was pastor of St. Francis de Sales Parish in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Now he is bishop of the Diocese of Rockford. Bishop Molloy takes fitness seriously, and he wants his priests in the Diocese of Rockford to do so as well. He needs healthy priests to run his diocese, and he encourages all those who work for the diocese to do their best to stay fit. For Bishop Molloy personally, that means running several times a week at 3 miles or more and using stairs at the diocese headquarters rather than the elevator. Just as important as exercise is discipline in his diet. He enters many rooms where abundant food is offered, but he frequently grabs a bottle of water and jumps right into conversation. Bishop Molloy believes that spiritual and physical fitness are connected. He says one helps to benefit the other. Bishop Molloy's priests all over the diocese are at various ages and in different conditions of health, but many are now spending time getting exercise and working out. Ladies and gentlemen, Bishop Molloy.
The idea of Catholic radio is what I was asked to give a few reflections on, and particularly for WSFI. And I'm very appreciative because the reach of the radio contributes to faith in my own diocese as well, the Diocese of Rockford. It is true that it's easier to pick up in McHenry than it is out in Rockford itself. But I'd still like to offer just a few observations and thoughts about the importance of Catholic radio. First, what I'm often or sometimes told about radio, that it's becoming a little bit like newspapers. I hear from some that it's becoming less and less important. Some people say that the times have sort of passed it by, and the evidence they give is that so many of the radio stations have all the same programming. It's the same sort of syndicated programming, or it's the sports talk, or you've got the Saturday morning garden program and how to fix your house up. And what people say is that no one's really listening to the radio, or perhaps like the actual touch-it newspaper, it's people of my vintage who are the ones who still read a newspaper, but more and more it's disappearing. The young people aren't reading it. Kind of a dying breed. The other thing is they say that radio is no longer radio like we used to know it. It's kind of sitting there, you touch the button. And I kind of figured this out a few months ago, part of trying to stay in some kind of resemblance of shape. I might go walking in the evening in my neighborhood, and I found finally this phone that I wear on my belt has a lot of different functions besides just answering the call. And so I can put the earbuds in, and I can press something for a radio station. And I don't even have to get a radio station per se. I can just say I want to listen to, say, Celtic Women or something like that, and it'll play from radio stations all over the place. So radio and technology, it's all becoming different. So I'm told. That's not my experience. And it's one of the reasons that I was very happy to come here this evening, because my experience of radio is better. It's very important. And as a bishop and for faith, I have several experiences about that. One of them was yesterday afternoon. I was up in Wisconsin visiting my mother, and I was talking to the next door neighbor, who's 80-ish, and his daughter, who's about my age, was there helping him with the yard work, and somehow came up and she said, you know, every afternoon at 3 o'clock I turn on, I think she said Relevant Radio, and she said, I say the rosary, and I wouldn't miss it for the world. I thought, interesting, since I'm going to go to a dinner for radio tomorrow night. The second one is a little anecdote about a moment of my previous life a few years ago when I was in Lake Geneva. And I had just arrived. I'd been doing some of the things that Mr. McCaskey talked about for 25 years. I had not been in a parish. So as we got towards Christmas, one of the parishioners suggested, why don't we take out an ad on the local radio station? Kind of introduce the new pastor. And the idea was to sort of reach out and reach out to the Catholics who were not practicing, that sort of thing. I had never done anything with radio. I have to say, I really didn't have an awful lot of optimism about it. But I was well advised. We went and we cut a little message. And I didn't realize how many people in town listened to the local radio station. But what I didn't realize was once it started playing, I began to hear, not from Catholics coming back, and they may have, but I began to hear from the Catholics in the parish about how great this was that we're out there, how great this was that we are showing signs of life, how great this is to encourage us who are here in the parish already. So then we said, well, let's try it during Lent, 3 months later. And we cut another one for largely saying, come to confession. Come back to confession. And the number of confessions that we heard, and again, I was hearing from all kinds of people. I keep hearing that spot that you cut. In fact, it got to the point that one of the pastors about 30, 40 miles away said, I'm hearing your radio advertisement. Couldn't you have at least added my parish to your little announcement? And I said, get your own radio station. Third experience, this past year in the Diocese of Rockford. It was kind of a little bit modeled on what we just talked about, but also on something that I'd heard a number of other dioceses had done. I wanted to try and ask for all of our priests to put together an effort for confession during Lent. So I picked one day, the last Wednesday before Holy Week. And I'm very grateful. The priests did a tremendous job of talking about it, preaching about it. But again, we went and did radio ads. And there were some TV ads. I have to admit, I never even saw them. But I began to hear from people, you're hearing that ad. It was getting talk. They began to hear it on the Cubs game. They began to hear it all over the place. One of the morning radio personalities I happened to see in Rockford stopped me the week before, and he said, Bishop, I've heard that ad. He said, I think you got it just right. He said, I listened to it, the tone of it, it's so inviting. It wasn't me, it was the radio. Well, we didn't know what we were going to get. You try that, and I had told a number of the priests ahead of time, we're not going to worry about numbers. If each one of your parishes got only one person back to confession that hadn't been there for years, it's a success. I began to get emails during the day. I began to hear from people from Lake Geneva that were coming to confession. We did a tally at the end, and we heard 9,300 confessions throughout the diocese in one day, largely with the priests doing the preaching, but largely also, and many people told the priest this, because they heard it on the radio, because of the reach of the radio itself. I don't believe that radio, especially for us in faith, is a dying institution. I think it has far more importance than that. And that's why I think something like this is so important.
You are listening to WSFI Spotlight, featuring the keynote address of Bishop David J. Malloy from the third annual Fall Benefit and Fundraiser for WSFI Catholic Radio. We will return to the program following these messages.
Hello, I'm Scott Hahn from Franciscan University of Steubenville in Ohio. Catholic radio is essential for the new evangelization. It reaches people who are not necessarily going to darken the doorways of a local parish, but they'll be driving by, and you can recommend it. You can even turn it on when you got a passenger in the car. Catholic radio deserves your support as well, not only your prayer support, but also your financial aid. So I encourage y'all, get involved and spread the word. God bless you.
WSFI remains committed to providing you with local access to quality Catholic programming. We only can do that with your financial help. Please take a moment now to send us your tax-deductible donation to WSFI Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. That's WSFI Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. Your donation of any amount is greatly appreciated.
Are you retired or near retirement? Do you want to keep a larger amount of your assets in a safe place with guaranteed interest rates to protect yourself from a huge market swing? Are you amazed at how low the interest rates are at your bank? If you said yes to any or all of those questions, you may want to call me, Matt Tomlinson, at Catholic Financial Life to discuss our guaranteed fixed-rate annuities. Call 847-548-MATT, 847-548-6288. Products not available in all states.
Oh my God, I firmly believe that you are one in three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I believe that your divine Son became man and died for our sins, and that he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe these and all the truths that the Holy Catholic Church teaches, because you have revealed them, who can neither deceive nor be deceived.
This is Joe Scheidler in Chicago. Want to learn some Latin? Well, here are three simple words that say it all. Ora et labora. That's the motto of the Benedictines, and that means pray and work. Pray for the 4,000 babies who will be cruelly killed in legal abortions today in American cities alone. But also work to end abortion. Pray and work. How do you work? Well, come out to an abortion clinic near you. Pray there. But also talk to the women going in. Offer them help. If you want to know how, give us a call. We're the Pro-Life Action League in Chicago. Call us at 773-777-2900. That's 773-777-2900. Or contact us at prolifeaction.org.
You are listening to WSFI Spotlight, featuring the keynote address from Bishop David J. Malloy at the third annual Fall Benefit and Fundraiser for WSFI Catholic Radio. Once again, here is Bishop Malloy.
I'd like to offer just a few suggestions. Consider it one man's observations for what it's worth. Maybe consider it one bishop's observations for what it's worth. But what should the radio, Catholic radio, be giving? And I would say, first and foremost, the first thing is it's got to be faithful. Absolutely, totally faithful to our Catholic teaching. Catholicism is not just a feeling. It is the good news of the truth that Christ has brought to us. If it doesn't penetrate down to the heart, and this is certainly what Pope Francis has been telling us time and again, it's not working. But we can't separate heart from head. So when people are listening to Catholic radio, They should be able to turn off the filters, to turn off any wonderment. They should be able to be confident that what I'm getting is absolutely faithful Catholicism. The second thing is it should be hopeful. There has to be that element of joy, that element of hope. There may be moments when there's a certain defensiveness towards the challenges of the world that have to be articulated, but that can't be the general tone. If we want people to be listening, just like we know those of us that have to get up and preach, if we want people to listen to us, there has to be that ultimate sense of joy and hope that is the conveyance of what's so important in Catholic radio, in Catholic media. The third thing that I would suggest, and I think it's a bit of a problem for Catholic media that I think I've seen since I was a kid, and I would coin it this way, avoid stodgy. It's very easy for us in Catholic circles to get kind of stodgy, almost like we're dryly reading the Bible to each other, we're dryly reading the catechism to each other. There has to be a means of presentation that attracts people as they're turning a dial. Even Catholics who have wanted to listen and go right to our station to say, I want to stick with that. There has to be an attractiveness in the selection of the topics, in the manner of the presentation, the way people talk, in the ability to intuit and have a finger on our spiritual pulse so they know what are the challenges that people are really going through out there so that we can address them. Avoid the stodgy. I would say if we're going to avoid the stodgy, my fourth point would be what I would call avoid the dodgy. Don't dodge the important questions. And I think, again, to me, this is one of the things that distinguishes good Catholic communication from the bland, the routine, the everyday, that then just becomes, it almost blends into the wall. We almost don't know it's there. We need to take on the issues that are important. We understand. We have plenty of adversaries out there who are very willing to dissect and show our dirty laundry very willingly. They can do that job for us. But the alternative is not to present a message or programming or ideas that seem to tell us everything's fine, when we know there are challenges in the world. I think I saw a fair amount of that back around 2002 when we know we went through those terrible scandals. Well, it wasn't that we had to lay it out every day in front of our people, but neither can we simply tell our folks these things aren't happening, weren't happening. There is a way, faithfully and with hope and with joy and with courage, that we can address them. I think perhaps a recent example might have been the synod that was held in Rome the last few weeks. As I read some of the Catholic commentary, they tried to suggest that perhaps there wasn't any controversy. There wasn't any division. But the fact is, a lot of people were reading about precisely that and they had questions. And I think they were right. I mean, we got to a point where one of the major documents in English was published and then 2 days later withdrawn in order to retranslate and change some of the wording. It's not a good sign. But people who are following that would have questions. We need to be willing in a moment like that, again, with faith, with hope, with love, with joy, to give our people a real sense of understanding and courage. And can't they turn on our Catholic radio to get precisely that? Let me give just a couple of other odd suggestions. Is it possible that the presentation on something like Catholic radio or Catholic media could have a mix of approaches. What I mean by that is it possible that in between the conversation, we could be playing music that would be attractive to people to be willing to listen to? I'm grateful that we've got the sports context here. Is it possible to mix in some sports programs so that you have a sense of the whole if you are trying to listen to Catholic radio? People have other options and other alternatives, and we need then to compete with those in order to make this something that Catholics understand is a part of a life of a whole, and not just my pious 15 minutes in the afternoon or whenever it is that I would turn to the dial. We want them to be listening to us all the time. There are a lot of people who simply turn the radio on for background. We need to be able to get to them because all of a sudden they realize they are listening to the message, they're listening to the good news. One last thought. The Diocese of Rockford is nearly 50% Hispanic and very heavily towards the East End, towards Chicago. And I'm told time and again that the Hispanic population, perhaps more than the Anglo population, listens to the radio. It's just a thought for us to try and think out, what is it then that we could do that would be a help to that element of the population to answer the questions about their faith as well? They are listening. As I said, my thought here is I'm very grateful for Catholic radio, that helps to strengthen and encourage the faith, obviously in this whole area, but as the bishop, to say thank you also for what it does for my diocese. I'm very grateful to WSFI. I'm very grateful to all of you.
This has been WSFI Spotlight. For more information on this or any other program, email info@wsfiradio.org.
A reflection on the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven.
He is our true Father, and we are his true children.
Our Father, who knows us better than we know ourselves. Our Father, to whom we owe everything. Our Father, who is in us. Our Father, who is constantly with us. Our Father, who is everywhere.
Hallowed be thy name.
God, help us to begin to understand how perfect, awesome, and holy you are.
Your name is holy. Your name means respect. Your name means authority. Your name means everything.
Thy kingdom come.
We acknowledge his kingdom and lordship in our hearts and wait for the day he comes in glory.
Your sovereignty, your authority, your power, your supremacy, your dominion, your direction in our life, in our spirit, our consciousness, our very essence.
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Our hearts are open, Lord, to do your will.
Father, you we will obey. You we will recognize as Father, as guide, right here today.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Father, give us what we need to do your will.
Father, give us this day, just today, what we need, what we require. Help us to be for the present, not the past or future.
Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Forgive our sins, Lord, and bless us with compassion, humility, kindness, and patience.
Release us from our debt, from the bonds of others. Free us as we free all whom we have held bound.
Lead us not into temptation.
God, provide us with the strength to resist evil.
Father, help us not to be enticed, not to be lured, not to be seduced, attracted or fascinated by something that is not your intention, by something that will draw us away from you, by something that will draw us away from the relationships you have established for us.
But deliver us from evil.
Father, when we fail, save us and lead us to safety.
Father, lead us, free us, release us, rescue and save us from all that is corrupt, destructive, painful, or sorrowful, so that we can spend now in your presence. You are our only source. In you is our very life. Amen.
Hi, this is Sharon Brummer with Catholic Charities, serving people of all faiths in Southeast Wisconsin. We provide human services from adoption and pregnancy support to counseling, outreach services for people in crisis situation, in-home support for older adults. Visit us online at ccmke.org for more information and for a site close to you. That's ccmke.org.
Life changes. So does your need for life insurance. People buy houses, have more children, get married, change jobs, go into business. Life insurance isn't a one-time purchase, and Catholic Financial Life will be there for you every step of the way. Why not look at life insurance from an organization with the same Catholic values that you have? Call me, Matt Tomlinson, an advisor with Catholic Financial Life. Call 847-548-MATT. That's 847-548-6288.
A WSFI Marian Minute.
St. Louis de Montfort chose as his farewell theme when he was dying by preaching on the gentleness and tenderness of Jesus and Mary. Today, Montfort's followers call him the Apostle of the End Times, and they number in the thousands and serve in the four corners of the earth. They are rallying the Holy Father's call to the new evangelization. Montfort's parting words were, "Thus there will be one flock and one shepherd, and in your temple all will cry glory. Amen." And to the devil he said, "In vain do you attack me now, for I am between Jesus and Mary. Thank God and his Holy Mother, it is accomplished. I shall never sin again." Pope Pius XII declared Montfort a saint of the Roman Catholic Church in Rome on July 20th, 1947.
Hi, this is Father Paul White from Holy Apostles in McHenry, Illinois. We are very excited, Holy Apostles, about the new WSFI radio station because it gives us an opportunity to do what the Pope calls us to do, to new evangelization and bring the Word of God to those who might not be able to get out to church. So we look forward to everyone in McHenry and Lake County taking advantage of this opportunity to listen to WSFI.
WSFI remains committed to providing you with local access to quality Catholic programming. We only can do that with your financial help. Please take a moment now to send us your tax-deductible donation to WSFI Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. That's WSFI Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. Your donation of any amount is greatly appreciated.